This is Earth and Sky, Friday, May 13th. At nightfall, look for the crescent moon in your western sky.
Near the moon, you'll see what looks like a bright, golden-colored star. This is really the planet Saturn, the sixth planet outward from the sun, and the most distant world that you can easily see with the eye alone.
This evening, the moon and Saturn shine close to two bright stars in the constellation Gemini, the twins. These stars are Castor and Pollux. Though Saturn will stay in front of Gemini from now till the end of June, by tomorrow the moon will have crossed a constellation boundary. Tomorrow the moon will be in front of Cancer, the constellation to the east of Gemini.
Because our Earth, the moon, and the other planets in our solar system move in a nearly flat plane around the sun, we see the moon, sun, and planets in our sky moving along the same path that the sun takes from east to west each day. The constellations of the zodiac are those along this same path at night. Because it's so close to Earth, our companion moon speeds through the constellations of the zodiac faster than the sun or any planet.
In contrast, Saturn is the slowest moving of the visible planets. In just 2 weeks, the Sun covers more ground on the zodiac than Saturn does in a year. That's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.